The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Oh, there. Okay, so for the practice today, I'd like to invite us to consider that the practice of metta, this cultivation of goodwill, good wishes for ourselves, for others, for the world, is a happy-making experience, hence happy hour, hence this, you know, our series, our program called Happy Hour, dedicated to practice of metta and all the related Brahmaviharas. They make the heart happy. So what I'd like to invite us to practice, to relate to is, you know, maybe you've had a long week. It's either Friday evening or Saturday morning or afternoon, given all the time zones we're in right now in this moment in time, all of us joining in this Zoom room from Australia and Japan and East Coast and Hawaii and all the time zones. Of course, not mentioned California. The could be a sense of, okay, heaviness, fatigue, like, okay, I'm tired. Okay, this body is tired. This mind is tired. It's the end of the week or beginning of weekend. So an easy way, a really easy, as the Dalai Lama says, if you want others to be happy, to practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. And the compassion and metta in some ways are they're not exactly the same, but as you know, they're related practices. So I want to say, if you want others to be happy, practice kindness. If you want yourself to be happy, practice kindness, loving kindness. So today's practice, I want to invite us to tune into, and there's so many different things we can tune into. You know, we've been practicing together for a long time. And there's so many different aspects of these practices that we can choose to tune into. It's not always the same thing. May I be happy? May I be well? May you be happy? May you be well? It's never boring. It's always new and different and interesting because there's so much to learn. Keep learning, keep cultivating, keep exploring. So today, what I'd like to invite us to explore as we are practicing, as we will practice, just simple metta, simply radiating metta, simply radiating goodwill, kindness, just our goodness, letting our light shine. And then inviting you to tune into how lighter, how even a tiny, tiny bit happier, lighter, more resourced our own heart can feel through this practice, to tune into that. So that's the exploration we're going to do in this happy hour. So I think that's all the frame I want to set before we actually engage in the practice together and explore together our own mind, heart. So let's arrive in your sitting posture. If you need to move, to sit on a cushion, or even lie down if you're not going to fall asleep, but your body needs that right now, that's okay. Maybe standing if you're feeling sleepy, and if you want to do this practice standing, that's fine. So turn to what this body needs right now. Landing, arriving in this body, however it's showing up right now, connecting with the breath. Just taking a few minutes to settle, to arrive, to rest, to let go of all the busyness, all the thoughts that have come before. Taking a moment of refuge in the body with this breath. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. No. Just this breath. This in breath, this out breath. Just to settle at the beginning of our sit together. Finding yourself in this moment, connecting with yourself in this moment. This dear being who is you. Might be tired, might be excited, whatever is happening. Connecting. Breathing, being breathed with yourself, intimacy with yourself, with this breath. Letting each breath in the body be calming, soothing, connecting you to the earth, to your own body, feeling the sensations of your feet connected to the earth, sit bones connected to the chair, to the cushion. Hands on your lap. The intimacy of this lived experience. Breathing in with each breath. As if you're breathing in peace. Breathing out peace and calm. With each in breath and out breath, settling more. with each in-breath, body feels calmer, the mind feels calmer. With each out-breath, spreading your peace as much as available. Each breath, in-breath, breathing in calm. Breathing out calm and peace, and maybe trying out a smile. Maybe receiving the in-breath with a smile. The out-breath with a smile, sharing your smile with the world. As a gift, not expecting anything back. It's a sign of your goodwill for yourself also. Even if there are challenges present in the body, if the body is tired, achy, the heart is achy, can there be a smile of benevolence, the half smile of the Buddha, the smile of benevolence? Half smile of the Buddha, Kuan Yin, the caring grandmother. For yourself and the world. Realizing it doesn't take much, it really doesn't. And if the thought goes, the resistance goes, I don't want to smile. I'll try it on anyway. What do we have to lose? Even if your heart is broken in this moment, can you receive the brokenness with a smile? Appreciation. The smile of the Buddha. Hello, dear. Hi, I see you. Smile of recognition. For yourself and spreading it with the world, sharing it with the world. Let your body relax, your mind soften. In breath, the out breath, calm, calming, peaceful, smiling, smile of recognition. And maybe if the words want to flow, bringing, adding the phrases of loving kindness for yourself. May this being who is me, may I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I have ease. Or whatever phrases you have, maybe it's a simplified version. May I have well-being. Or maybe just spending time with one of the phrases, if that speaks to you right now. May I feel safe. Or may I be joyous. May I love and accept myself just as I am in this moment. May I be kind to myself. Or you can say the four phrases. May I be safe, happy, healthy, have ease, whatever works. Let them flow with the breath. Let them be blessings, gifts to yourself. Not expectations, but a gift. A gift that's given freely. No expectations, no attachment. Sharing your own kindness, your own goodwill with yourself. Gentle, kind. Letting the repetition of the phrases or the words support the continuity, connecting with goodwill. As of each in-breath spreads the kindness, billows, your whole body billows with kindness. Every cell, through all your limbs, your heart, your mind, everywhere, everywhere. Spreading kindness internally, softening all the cold, frozen, tight areas of the heart, the mind, slowly, slowly. May I be well. Trusting that you've done the best you can today, this week. You're doing the best you can now. May this being who is me, may this being be safe, feel safe. Feel happiness and joy. Feel healthy as much as possible. And have ease. My heart. My life. And I have ease. Gladness. Goodness. And then in your mind's eye, in the home of your heart, inviting a few people who are near and dear to you, maybe friends, family, pets. Opening the door of your heart and inviting them to come sit with you. Take seats in this room. And you sit together quietly. And you breathe together. You breathe with them and with each breath, wishing them well. Radiating your goodwill, your kindness. May they be well. May they feel safe, happy, healthy. May they have ease. Perhaps you can imagine it's raining outside in this imaginary space of your heart. You invited them. It's nice and warm, cozy with your kindness. You've given each of them a blanket of metta. You're wrapping them in your metta. They can just sit in the room, be warm, feel cared for. May you be safe, happy, healthy, have ease. Feeling your goodwill, your good wishes for them. Wanting them to be well. Feeling your kindness for them. Your benevolence. Feel your benevolence. And now opening the door of your heart wider, inviting whoever wants to come in. Take a blanket. You offer them a blanket of metta. There are plenty. There are so many of them. So many blankets. Anyone can come in. Friends, neighbors, colleagues, strangers. Into this room that's warmed. By your goodwill, the fire of your goodwill. Everyone can come, take a blanket of care and sit by the fire. And you just sit. You can just sit and breathe. Wishing everyone well. Wishing everyone goodness. Feeling your goodwill. It's inexhaustible, really. You don't have to try too hard. It's not like you have to push it out. They're inexhaustible sets of blankets. Possible to be kind to everyone. In your interactions with them, your goodwill, feeling the kindness of your heart, this light. Shining, beaming, radiating. May all beings be well. Near and far. Do you want to bring the half smile of the Buddha back to your face? Accompany the goodwill in your heart, acknowledging the goodwill. Internally, externally, 360 degrees. No difference between internal and external. Smiling. May all beings, including myself, feel safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Have ease. May I be kind to myself and others. May I feel and appreciate my own goodwill and kindness. And as we bring this sitting period to a close together, appreciating that we've done our best, we've showed up. accepting ourselves, smiling to ourselves with kindness. Thank you for showing up. And letting go of any judgment for what happened or did not happen. So many causes and conditions. They can give rise to agitation, sleepiness. All we can do is our best. The results is not for us to attach to. And if we can be kind to ourselves in just this moment, appreciating our own goodness, this is one moment of goodness. It's infinitely better than none. And let us dedicate, share the goodness of our practice. I think there is goodness here. There is goodness created, co-created. With generosity, with kindness, we share it as if we're beaming our care, our love, our generosity to the entire world, seen and unseen. May all beings everywhere be safe, happy, healthy, have ease. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, be free. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So we have time for any reflections, questions. You can raise your Zoom hand if you like to share reflections, aha moments, challenges. You can also type it in chat. If you type it to me privately, I won't read your name. It will be a private reflection. I will just read the reflection. If you type it to everyone, I'll read your name also. And you can just say what you discovered, what might have been new or different or not. And also maybe one question I ask you, do you feel, is there more sense of calm or gladness or happiness, appreciating your own goodness than before this practice? Do you notice a shift? A difference from when you started to sit? I definitely do. I feel calmer, more connected. Bill says, definitely more calm. I guess I agree with you, Bill. I feel calmer and happier too. I feel like I want to smile more. There's something about the invitation to smile, right? Which is not forced, that half smile of the Buddha. And I see some of you nodding, yes, in agreement. I love that. I see some smiles. Look at those smiles on the screen. Love it. Love it. Oh my God, this is so great. Yeah, do you find it? You want to smile more? Isn't that sweet? Diana, I see your hand, please.
I was reminded quickly during meditation of a prayer when I was a little girl. When I was going to bed, my mother would have me say, and I don't know where it comes from, but it's, I wrap myself in a blanket of love and fall asleep filled with peace. And I grew up saying that even as an adult, it comes back. So here we are, full circle with the blanket image. I love it.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you, Diana. Oh, I love it. I love it. I'd never heard that before.
I don't know where it comes from, yeah.
I love it. And maybe in some way I have heard it. I don't, I'm just joking, but it's just such a beautiful image. Thanks for invoking that, that you, as a little girl, repeated them, it still comes back. I love that. And yes, this is a invitations in the practice. Yeah, I love that. Thanks for highlighting that. Thanks. Thanks, Diana. Oh, very sweet. Andrew, joining us for the first time from Japan.
Okay. I just want to thank you for the blanket metaphor, or the visual was a nice riff on the kind of more common loving kindness phrases. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, there are so many different ways to do this practice, and we find our ways with different metaphors and just what works, and remember what works for you and invite it in. This practice is a skillful means. This practice is skillful means, and there's so many skillful means. We all have individual ways. So if that the blanket image worked, yay! Have endless supply of blankets at the door for yourself and others. Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, another reflection. Happy hour has been good medicine for me this week while I spend time with my new friend COVID. Oh, thank you, Nikki and Sangha. Oh, so sorry. Oh, since your reflection came to only me, I won't say your name, but hope you feel better. One of our Sangha members has had COVID this week. Oh, hope you feel better. Oh dear. Yeah. Happy hour can be good medicine. Yeah. Practicing while sick with care, compassion for yourself or this body. Yeah. Yeah. I do appreciate the earlier when I asked you about the smiles, so many of you lit up. Just so sweet to see all the smiles coming and lighting up. Very sweet. So tell you what, let's turn ever so gently, as if we're wrapping ourselves in blankets of care, wrapping each other in blankets of care. Very calm, gentle. It doesn't have to be energetic, but the query for tonight is, can we engage with two other human beings or practitioners without the usual ways that we show up, like wanting to do, like pulling forward? Can we just kind of be wrapped in our care and having them be wrapped in care? It's just gentle being together for maybe 5-6 minutes in the room, and notice, can you share your kindness for yourself and for others? Can you do that and be aware of the way that you're relating, the way that you're relating? Again, with kindness for yourself, kindness for others, say a word, say you can share something about your practice going alphabetically, or you can say pass, just hold space. Next person can share something, and then the next person, or say pass. So, yeah, I'm going to create the rooms. And invitation is, see what it's like in this other way to practice with folks. Just a very unique way of holding yourself with care, others with care. Okay, I'm going to open the rooms. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and it's okay to be silent. It's okay to just smile and be silent in the room and see what that feels like. It's very sweet, actually, to be smiling at other people silently. So there you go. I just opened the rooms.